Morning.
Good morning, Christophe.
Not sure where Ellie is, but it's we'll start puzzling, and then when it comes, we'll go weiter. Okay, so we're busy with Kriya. Things about Kriya. The first thing is that it's aimed, it's directed. It's a specific tefillah aimed at a specific address. It's not like tzaka where a person just screams because he's in pain as a tzoek. He doesn't know if anyone can hear him. If anyone's there, not he hopes someone will hear him. In Kriya, the avoider is to build the understanding that there's someone listening, and then aiming the Kriya specifically in that direction, understanding that that's the place where you can get what you're looking for. That was the yesod, the internal yesod of this thing called Kriya. B'tzali, B'tzali Ekra Hashem. All the others also B'tzali Ekra Hashem. And Tzaka, Naka, all of those also B'tzaza Ekra Hashem. Aval, the other ones is a Tzaka. Yeah, this is aimed specifically. I understand who I'm talking to, and we said that's the Nifla Dika thing of Milas Hashem. When a person understands what that means, when a person understands from it who he's talking to, the mashmois of the name of Hashem. So the whole building, the whole binyan of Kriya is on that. Oh, here's Eli. The whole morning, Eli.
Morning, Rabbi.
Just started going over a little bit what we did last week. So the whole yesod of Kriya is Vayavar Hashem al panav yikra. There's the development of the understanding Shani Korov Lashem, and I use Hashem's name, and I'm aiming it. It's like shooting an arrow. You know exactly where you want it to go, and you understand why you're sending it there. That's the whole secret. That's the whole Torah is Shemus of Hashem, but Tefillah for sure is names of Hashem. We know we're talking to. It's not just a scream hoping somebody will hear you. This is aimed and directed specifically at Hashem. Okay. But Ein Ches, he does something very nice. It's a very important thought. Yeah, he says like this: "V'hei lahavin pashtus inyan miyuchad zu shel tefillah al yedei kriya b'shmoi." To understand just the pashtus, the uniqueness of this tefillah called kriya b'shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what it is. It's a kriya b'shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzarich leba k'tzat et inyan b'tochen v'Hashem. We have to learn a little bit about the Tochen in Hashem. So it'll either be a good chazara, or hopefully you'll see there's some interesting new insights here, but it clarifies a lot of the stuff we've been working on together for years. It says like this: we're coming at the Tochen from a slightly different perspective. We're looking at the Tochen from Hashem's perspective. I mean, obviously from our perspective, but usually we focus on now I have betochen and Baruch gave a shift by Hashem. We're going to be looking at this more mitzvah Hashem's midah of betochen, how betochen works in His midah. So Hashem has a midah. This midah, because Adam betoch by Hashem, and there's a nitzel mikol tzora. The betochen itself is what saves the person from tzoras. Kmo shomru, lo yichalmu lenetzach kol hachaisim bach, lo yichalmu lenetzach kol hachaisim bach. You trust in Hashem, as then you won't get damaged. No one gets damaged when they trust in Hashem. Remember the Shehilim Chav Hay, Omer Moshe Echad Shehar Listim. Tavtsu v'halkol. They were Gad bandits. The Gad told them were beating him. I'm a Koru v'melech Hanid. You know who you're starting up with? I'm a family member of the king. Evil Melech. So they brought him to the king. I don't know why the Listim would bring him to the king. I understood the story was the soldiers of the Melech were beating him up. Yeah, he says, Listim, Tov. I have to see there exactly what's going on. If the Listim were beating a guy up, he says, I'm a friend of the king's. They run away. They don't bring him to the king and say, yeah, we're beating up your friend. Says, Mashallah, Mr. Daily Paul. But anyway, I always heard this midrash was in that it was the king's soldiers were beating him up, and he said, "I'm Korov Lemelech." So they brought him to the king. I don't know why the Listim would bring him to the king. Okay, whatever. I have to see what Tov. So they bring him to the king. The Malach Melech, we are korov shali. Are you a relative of me? I've never seen him alive before. Maze ata korov shali. Amalei betachti b'cho. I trust in you. I trusted you, Melech, that if you heard I was in trouble, you would save me. Since you trusted me, I have to save you. Okay, I have to see the midrash there inside. All right, the karhi amida, that's the midah. We don't understand the marshal so well, but that's the midah of Hashem. Baruch hageve shiftach b'Hashem, v'hoi Hashem yiftachoi. You have betochen in Hashem, he's forced to be trustworthy. Kivyochol. Betochen b'Kodesh Baruch Hu atzmoi sibe sh'Kodesh Baruch Hu yidaigloi v'yitzilu afal pisho eni kadai mikoch ma'isof. That we've said many times. The token itself is a sibba that Hashem should save you, even though you don't deserve it. The betochen activates Hashem's response, even if you don't have the maisim to warrant that kind of response. We've spoken about this many times, but it's nice to see it in encapsulated form here. The Yalkut Tehillim, the going brings like this: Ala pasuk v'batach b'Hashem chesed yisurvenu afilu rosha v'batach b'Hashem chesed yisurvenu ad kan l'shoina. So the Chovas HaLevavos doesn't learn exactly like this. Chovas HaLevavos does again. Chovas HaLevavos needs to understand. We're not learning Chovas HaLevavos now, but it seems from the Chovas HaLevavos that it's not so partial. The betochen is somehow connected to the ma'isim at some point. But as I mentioned before, the Chofetz Chaim Paskin's like the goyim. Chofetz Chaim Paskin's like the goyim. if it's a machlokes, the goyim and the Chovas HaLevavos, the Poisek HaAchron, the Chofetz Chaim says we go like the goyim. That means afilu rosh gomu. So and we're not reshoim gomurim. So we have been talking in Hashem response. Afilu rosh gomu. The etzim says she's somoch libo betuach b'Hashem. How does that work? He's a rosh gomo, but he has betochen in Hashem. Yeah, the fact that you have betochen in Hashem, you're relying on Hashem. Hihi a siba lekabel mevukshoi be'echrach. That's the siba that you get it. There's something in the middle of Hashem that when you trust Him, He responds. He doesn't look at everything. He doesn't look at anything else. He responds. I think it might be. I don't know. They speak about by Yam Suf. The title of the Malach was Eilu ve'Eilu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Hashem says, go into the water and drown yourselves. Go. Sa. Now's not the time to daven. Go. And that betochen, they went. That betochen itself, I think I saw somebody brought down, that betochen itself is what split the sea. Because if you're Maisim, you're out. The tiny is Eilu ve'Eilu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So if we look at your Maisim, we kind of got a stalemate here. Well, go, Hashem says, show betochen. Yeah, betochen. Oh, breaks all the rules. But I don't look at your deeds now. The betochen activates my response. That's how it works. Tov. That's how it works. V'yosod miyosodes haTorah shel betochen mafik rotzen meHashem afal pi she'enu roi lefi ma'asov. Through the betochen itself, you get what you want. Again, not going into the machlekas here. Whether we go like Rashi, it's not what you want. It's what's good for you. It's it. Okay, say, that we've learned. Well, that's what activates Hashem's response, is the etzim betochen in Hashem, even though your deeds don't warrant it. And that's a big mistake people make. People make a mistake and think, yeah, I have betochen, but I can't really rely on Hashem because my deeds aren't warranted. And he lo roi lezeh. You have betochen, you don't have to be roi lezeh. I've spoken to a few people that didn't want to have betochen in Hashem because they're maisim. They weren't tzaddikim. So, no. Menashe was no great tzaddik either, but his betochen in Hashem gave a response. Menashe, because he's betochen in Hashem, Hashem responded, even though he was the biggest rosha that ever was. So we see it there. Okay. Amnam, Barana Griz, the Briskerov, Amma Beze Yosod, Vehu, the Midazu, the Anand de Vatech Bashem, Nitzel Mitzerosai. There's a tenaya the Briskerov puts into the sugya, yeah, something that's more chashuv, which we probably haven't seen before. It's worth getting out of bed this morning just to hear this yisod from the Briskerov. That a person has betochen in Hashem, that Hashem will save him from his tzora. Noicha loyim ezois rak Hashem makir hu begoidel hatzora v'yodaya ad kama gedoyle sakantoy u'bekol zois betach b'Hashem sheyishua yitziloy. We have spoken about this Briskerov. He expresses it slightly differently here, but we've spoken about this Briskerov often. Betochen doesn't mean I have a problem and I say, yeah, I've got a problem, Hashem yazor. No, the Bris Kerov says that only works when you recognize how serious your problem is, how helpless you are, how big the sukkah is, and nevertheless, you have betochen in Hashem that he'll save you. If you just brush away the problem and say, oh, Hashem, take care of it, that's not betochen. Hashem won't help you. You have to recognize the depth of the problem and know that this is an impossible situation, but Hashem can take care of it. But if you just brush it away with, no, Hashem yazor, like we see in the world today, that kind of false betochen. I'm not talking about people that really have betochen. I'm talking about that false kind of betochen where God's discussing a problem. Yeah, Hashem yazor, Hashem yazor, especially when it's to you, when you're having the problem and he says Hashem yazor. But even yourself, you say, Hashem yazor, Hashem yazor. You have to be careful. Then you can be betach b'Hashem. Then you're betach in Sholem and he'll save you. Person doesn't recognize how big the problem is and he has no worries. Lo yikore zois b'teach b'Hashem. That's not called b'teach b'Hashem. It's a mighty kachidish of the Bris Kerov. I'll remind you where he learns it from. This is, but it's going, okay. The masha ain't a year of a somach liboy b'teach, shiye lo tov, hu mitnei she'en yodei goydel tzarose. The reason why he trusts Hashem and everything will be good because he just doesn't realize how big the problem is. V'lo shu b'teach v'soymach al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not relying on a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He just doesn't think the problem is such a big problem, so let Hashem take care of it. That's not betochen in Hashem. That's just you're not worried about the problem. If you're standing at Kriyas Yamsuf and you know how to swim, I was like, never, what's the problem? I'll jump in the water, I'll swim. No, you're standing at Kriyas Yamsuf and you don't know how to swim. Now you're really worried. You understand the enormity of the problem. The Mitzrayim are behind you. You can't go left or right into the Midbar because you don't know how to survive in a Midbar with all those wild animals. And there's a sea in front of you and you don't know how to swim. Now you have a real problem. Can Hashem save you from that? Oh, let's see. When you understand the enormity of the problem, then you can have betochen in Hashem, because that's betochen. But if the problem is not such a big problem, well, then anyone can take care of the problems. You don't really have betochen in Hashem. You just don't understand the problem. That you calm and relax is not because you have betochen in Hashem. You calm and relax because it's not such a big problem. You have to send 5 shekels with your kid tomorrow to the cheder for mamtakim or whatever, yeah? And you're right now, there's just no money in the house, but whatever. Hashem yazor, tomorrow I'll have 5 shekels. So that's not betochen in Hashem. That's just, you know, you can find 5 shekels very easily. That's not betochen in Hashem. But when the bulldozers are parked outside your house and they're coming to demolish your house because you haven't made a mortgage payment and you've got till 3 o'clock tomorrow morning to make a mortgage payment and it's an enormous payment and you betochen in Hashem there because you understand the enormity of the problem, that's betochen in Hashem. There Hashem will matzil you. That's the sort of the Bris Kerov. You first have to understand the enormity of the problem. He brought that from, we've spoken about this, just for Shleimus' sake here, he brought that from the stira between the Gemara and the Midrash on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, you've heard this from me a million times. The Bris Kerov was very do'eg on Erev Rosh Hashanah, very, very worried. Rosh Hashanah went in to see me, was mamash worried. So Rosh Hashanah said, understand, the Midrash says, betuchin anu. We're going to Rosh Hashanah, betuach. It's a yom tov. We go to the mikveh. We have haircuts. We put on Shabbos clothes. We eat sudas. What do you mean? Betuchin anu. So the Bris Kerov said, but how do I know? So Shach said, well, what do you mean? How do you know? It's a midrash mufreshes. What do you mean? How do you know? So he said, but how do I know? So Shach understood. They didn't understand. So the Bris Kerov said, there's a Gemara that says the Malach Hashoros want to know why the Klal Yisrael not say Halal on Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem says Halal. Sifrei Chaim Amavos Pasuk Lefanai. The books of life and death are open in front of me. You want them to say hello? They're in abject terror. Their lives are at stake. So the Bris Kerov, so what do you mean betuchin anu? So there's ever Gemara and you have a Midrash and they seem to be so to each other. Then the Bris Kerov, when you understand and you're terrified because Chaim Umabas, Pasul Chalafonai, then you can be betuach. Then you can have betochen. But if you're just blonzing into Rosh Hashanah, you're not that worried because Hashem will take care of it. He said, then you really have to be worried. Because why would Hashem take care of it? You're not worried. So Bris Kerov said, how do I know that I've reached the level of the fear that I need from Sifrei Chaim Umavos Pasuk Lefanai, that I can have the betochen, that everything will be okay. And that's where the yesod came from. That's an important yesod to remember. First, understand the enormity of the problem. Understand there's no one else that can help you. Then you turn to Hashem. Oh, then that's betochen. Vim kein. Ein sehr betochen, if he just doesn't understand the problem. The kiven shekain v'meida einu muchrach shinatzil miyasukon, and then there it's not muchrach that you'll be saved from the sukona. The person thinks he can take care of it. He's got koichav yetzim yodin. He's got a problem, and he'll take care of it. But he also, you got to have a bit of betochen. He's got to daven a little bit to Hashem as well. But that's not called betochen. I'm relying on myself, and I'm doing what I have to do. And Hashem's just another ishtadlis that I do. You have to make ishtadlis. Upset. I do this ishtadlis, that ishtadlis. Hashem's also one of the ishtadlis. They're all betochen. Betochen is when I understand. Ein malasot. And you understand the enormity of the problem. Then you turn to Hashem knowing that he's the only one that can help you. That's called betochen. When he realizes how big the problem is, and he says Hashem can help him and save him in his enormous mercy, then for sure Hashem will take care of him. So that's an enormous test when we're having betochen in Hashem to solve our problems. We first have to understand the enormity of the problem. Don't just brush it off with him. Hashem Yazor. Hashem Yazor. Hashem gave you the problem in the first place. Why would he just take it away? Because you said Hashem Yazor. That makes sense. Hashem gave you this problem. And now he's going to take it away. You're going to just stay the same? He gave you the problem for a reason. So mod mod chashuv to remember this. Then the matzovim we're in at the moment. We've tzora gedoyla. Someone who lomi vinet at tzora gedoyla that we're in at the moment. Don't tell me you have betochen in Hashem. Yeah, kol b'seder. Yeah, Hashem Yazor. Yeah, what are you talking about? You understand the enormity of the sakana? I remember I was Rabbi Yitzchak Meyer, Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Netivot. When I first met Aliyah 28 years ago, I went to see him. A friend of mine took me into him. And we spoke about what we spoke about. And then he started talking about the danger from Iran. I don't know why he was telling me this. I don't know why he was telling me. I never heard of Iran in those days. South Africa, we had other problems. Iran wasn't exactly 30 years ago who was worrying about Iran. He said to me, do you understand what a danger Iran is? They've got weapons that can destroy the whole world. And what he wanted from me. You could see he had a problem. He understood the enormity of the problem. Now you can have betochen. Now you have betochen, because who's going to save you? What's going to save you from an atom bomb? Yeah? You've got a special shirt that atom bombs don't hurt. I mean, you've got a special, but what are you going to do? So then you have betochen in Hashem. Hashem will save you. Hashem will save you. In fact, I saw now, it's brought down in the Sefer, the Likud Mashgiach Rav Teugel. It says he has a Kabbalah from I thought it was always from the Chofetz Chaim, but he brings it to Hashem, Rav Shlomo Diskin, that a person who's not immersed in Goyishkat, he's not immersed in the Goyish world, he's going to tuck me, Mikola Goyishkat and Mikola Narishkat of the Goyish world, and the atom bomb can't harm him. The atom bomb falls next to him, Zeloichol Azikoto. Zeloichol. He was saying this in American, he's even Likud, he wasn't... the Tanoim. He met the Chofetz Chaim as well. Chofetz Chaim also said what you say about being menutak from Chukas HaGoyim. That's the biggest atzola person can have. But that only works again in betochen if you understand that atom bombs are really dangerous. If you think an atom bomb is just a joke, as well, so it'll be an atom bomb, Hashem Yazor. No, that's Zelonikra betochen. You have to understand what it means to be in Tzora. And then you have a token, Hashem Yazor, then he's Yazor. That's the Yazor from the Briskerov. It's a mamut, Moediki Yazor. Moediki Yazor. I had this argument with somebody the other day. He's not worried about Shiduchim because he's got Betochen. He's got a daughter, Shiduchim. He's not worried because he's got Betochen. Told him, that's not Betochen. That's not Betochen. You have to be mamut. They're desperately, deeply worried about the problem. Then you can have Betochen. What do you mean you're just not worried? How can you be worried? Because you have betochen, you got it the wrong way around. The Briskerov also understood what betochen was. Why was he worried on Rosh Hashanah when the Midrash says, betuach, you got betochen. The Briskerov was the biggest Baal betochen there was. Because he understood this, you sod nifla. Of course, understanding the problem, you don't have to fall apart and start having to take tranquilizers because you're so worried about the problem. No, you take Hashem when you have the problem. But you have to understand the problem. It's so lacking in our world today, this. Everyone's got betochen. Gewaldig. Zelonikra betochen. I don't know what it's called, but it's not betochen. Betochen is when you recognize the seriousness of the problem and then you go to Hashem. V'chayna yomaron marana ravzal noig aloch alamaisa b'kama mikrim shayu b'sakona hayum o'ira ha-pachad etzel ha-shoyim imlo v'lo noten lem lishkoch at kama shayim b'sakona. I heard this from a Pinkus. I heard this from my Rebbe as well, Reb Grossus also. They heard it from the Brisker Roth son who was with him when they were escaping from Warsaw to Vilna. And many times it was Sakana, the Vilna Goyen was holding on a very high level of betochen. He was holding by Einod Milvode. There were open miracles happening for them. Not much open miracles happening for all the way. And the thought was it was the Brisker Roth's level of betochen that was being matzil them, and he was holding by Einod Milvode. There's nothing to be worried about. So the Brisker Roth son said, again, the lotion exactly how it came across, I don't remember. I heard this from Pinkus, I heard it from Baruch a few times, but the vote was is you think he was sitting there calm, relaxed, Einod Milvode, Yeshli Betoche, Nakol Beseder. He was telling him, why aren't you davening? What are you doing? They're coming to kill us. Why aren't you? There's a plachad. What's going on here? Ma'alama told me, why aren't you davening? What are you talking about? Hakol Beseder, Hakol Shmoch, he's the biggest Baal Petochen in the world. He wants them, no, Hashem Yezoah, if you know, he's Beseder, Hashem will take care of them. Hakol Beseder, anybody in Milvodai, I'm with Tochen, Hakol Beseder. He knew the Nefesh Lechaim's promise that a person's holding by Einod Milvodai, nothing can hurt him. He, the Brisker Rav knew that sort very, very well. He used it his own. So life was based on that. He wouldn't let them forget how much of the Sukkana was. What's the Sukkana? There's Hashem here. No. The pachad is the foundation of that solah. Person recognizes the pachad, the tzorah, and he's scared. Now you have betochen, even when you understand the enormity of the problem, and you're scared. Now you have betochen. As nikrasha betoch b'Hashem. Now you know you betoch b'Hashem. But if you're not worried, what are you displaying about betochen in Hashem? Why do you have betochen in Hashem? You're not worried. You're not worried about burglars because you've got a burglar alarm. You've got bars on the windows. You're not worried about burglars. You sleep well at night because you're not worried. You've got a guard outside. So you're not worried. That's not betochen. That's not called betochen in Hashem. That's betochen in the garden, or you just don't understand the problem. You don't believe there's burglars in town. So you sleep at night. How do you sleep so calmly? Hashem Yazor, Hashem Yazor. Hashem. You're trusting the situation. That's not betochen. Betochen is when I understand this is mamash scary. And then I trust in Hashem. Oh, you've taken all your pachad, you've taken all your problem, you've taken your burden, and you've cast it upon Hashem. But if you had a burden, and you cast it on Hashem, boy, where's the betochen there? Yeah, I think it's clear, and it's liberating this a little bit as well, because you're allowed to be scared. Not only allowed to be scared, sometimes you have to be scared. Someone told me the other day, he said his level of betochen is so low because he's more scared. The matzav we're in at the moment, as after all the years we've been learning betochen and working betochen, uresh is a lot of a klum, because he's scared. I told him this. He said, no. What do you mean? You're scared? You're scared so you don't have betochen? That's not adarabba. You have to be scared in order to have betochen. If you're not scared, betochen doesn't start. He was very relieved because he thought he'd wasted like 8 years of non-thetivadim and betochen. I was like, no, that's the whole vort. Shekivin shad amaki atzor of a pachad, vafo pi kainu botech, az nikro shabach Hashem, vzu atzmo yatzola, that's the atzola. Aval kol sheni noisen leiv, legoid la sakona, somebody who doesn't pay attention to the enormous of the sakona, reish shalvas libo im anuch enaf sho eni mikoch betochen. You may be calm and relaxed, that'd be very nice, but it's not because of betochen, it's because you don't understand the problem. It should all seem lave, or should any day a shuba sakani just doesn't realize it's kind of dangerous out there. Therefore, the Yeshua is going to take a long time to get here because he doesn't have betochen in Hashem. He has betochen in the fact that he doesn't have a problem. When he has a problem, what's going to happen? He'll fall apart. Here's David HaMelech again. David HaMelech was the biggest Baal Betochen, yeah? And David HaMelech is riddled with fear through most of Tehillim. Yom Iro, Ani Alecha Eftoch. What do you mean Yom Iro? When you have Betochen, David, well, what's the Yom Iro? You always Betochen Hashem, you're never worried. No, on Yom Iro, when I'm terrified, Ani Betoch Hashem. Go look in Tehillim Nun Hei, David HaMelech there. It's for me, that's the biggest eye-opener that. In Perek Nun Hei of Tehillim, David HaMelech is melting from fear. He's dripping, he's falling apart from terror. You see the words. And how does he end off? Vani eftach bo. You should have started on the eftach bo, and therefore I'm not worried. Nuna is quite a long, it's not the longest, but it's quite a long parak. I could have saved it for him. He could have written with three words. Vani eftach bo. That's the whole of Nuna. My mother said, call her Gedomov, how terrified he is, and he wants to run away, and he's scared, and he's terrified. For goodness sake, David HaMelech. David HaMelech understood the enormity of the problem, and he was terrified. But then he gives that to Hashem. That's called betochen. It's everywhere. But we see today in the world, that's not called betochen. You have to get that out of your head. I told you, it's worthwhile, mamash, learning the sefer just to learn this. You're sort of to chazer it again and again. Yom ira ani elecha eftoch. If there's no yom ira, then that's not betochen. Kach shamati moir rebbe ha-goyen. Moir rebbe ha-goyen. Who's this? B'shem Ovi Vagriz. This must be Rav David Soloveitchik, Rav Yosher Beer. This is Rav Yosher Beer Soloveitchik, the son of the Briskerov. He says, B'shem Ovi Vagriz. That must be Vakitsati. Vakitsati. Okay, but said, well, there's enough here. We don't have to get lengthened. That's the Yisod. So the Kabbalah of Domus to Kriya. First, you have to know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to aim your tefillah at him, knowing that he's the one that can answer you. But there's a new Yisod here as well. You have to really know how big the problem is, and then you give it to Hashem, and now you can be calm and relaxed. Because you've understood how much danger you're in, you understand that Zerak Hashem Yichol Azor, and you have betochen in Hashem, that betochen in the face of danger, that's what generates the Hatzola. So when we have betochen and we don't see Hatzola, it could be because we haven't understood the problem yet. Rav Pinkus, when he used to give shirim, when I first heard him, I was like a bit shocked, because I have this thing of betochen, you know, that betochen is a kol beseder. I call Beseda, any Bayah, because I have a Tochen. You always used to talk about, do you understand how big the problem is? You have a Panosa problem. You have a Panosa problem. He said, do you understand how big that is? That's a life-threatening problem, he used to say. I was like shocked when I used to yay. What do you mean? You have a Panosa problem. You make a bit of Ishtalus. You have a Tochen in Hashem. I call you a Beseda. Romali, is there low Betochen? Betochen is you have to recognize Panosa. Not even Panosa is a major problem. It's a Sekona Gedoila. When you understand the sakana, then we can talk about betochen. But until you recognize the problem, you don't talk to me about betochen. So that's not betochen. That's other things. That's laziness. That's whatever. Lo mashane. Tzarich lavin et habaya. Tzarich lavin et habaya. Okay. So that's mamash. Ma'od timely. That piece of shalom betvila. That shtikel briskerov is ma'od more timely, especially when you meet people and you see people. You can help people because people are worried, people are scared, and they think there's something wrong with them. On the contrary, that's the hakdama to that tzola. Yom ira ani eftach bo. Yeah, that's the whole. That's the way the melech in a nutshell. Beseda, a good night of Shabbos, a good Shabbos. Maybe let's talk about it, but maybe next week we can start at 9:45. Okay. The Shabbos starts coming in very early. Eddie, you can't? I can't hear you.
Fine.
You're muted.
Fine.
9:45 is fine? Okay. Let's talk about it next week. Let's see. I'm hoping I'll be able to do it. That just makes it a bit, takes a bit of pressure off for the moment.
It's okay. It's okay. Okay, Shabbos.
Good night of Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.